Thank you for joining today's podcast. Today we start a new series entitled One Another. There are 59 one another phrases in the Bible that are an imperative from God regarding how we should interact with our Christian brothers and sisters, our non-believing friends, our enemies, our neighbors, our family, and more. The purpose of this series is to go through scripture and evaluate a few of the one another phrases in order to determine how God desires for us to live in this present age. These 59 one another's include: be at peace with one another, Mark 9:50, wash one another's feet, John 13:14. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love, Romans 12:10. Honor one another above yourselves, Romans 12:10. Live in harmony with one another, Romans 12:16. Don't judge one another, Romans 14:13. Accept one another as Christ accepted you, Romans 15:7. Greet one another with a holy kiss, Romans 16:16. Wait for one another, 1 Corinthians 11:3. Have equal concern for one another, 1 Corinthians 12:25. Serve one another in love, Galatians 5:13. Carry one another's burdens, Galatians 6:2. Be patient with one another, Ephesians 4:2. Forgiving one another, Ephesians 4:32. Today we begin with the most important one another: love one another. Notably found in St. John 13, St. John 15, 1 John 3, 1 John 4, and 2 John 5, Romans 13, but also referenced in so many other remarkable passages, including John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Let's look at the text, Matthew 22:35-40. "Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, 'Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' Jesus said unto them, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets." Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how, asking that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we don't even have room enough to be able to receive, that you will decrease me and increase you, that your word will not return void, and that we will not leave this podcast the same way that we came. We ask these things in your precious and holy name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you want to hear something ironic? Rudy Gobert is a professional basketball player for the Utah Jazz in the NBA. Rudy was the first known NBA player to test positive for COVID-19. The NBA immediately canceled all the games that night Rudy tested positive. In total, the NBA shut their season down for over 4 months. Since that time, the NBA decided to move their operations for all NBA teams down to Orlando, Florida, so the players could resume the season without the increased risk of being infected and spreading COVID-19. The NBA is living and playing inside a bubble on the campus of Disney World without fans. A few nights ago, the NBA returned to play their first televised game. Guess which team was the first to play in a game? Guess the name of the player having survived COVID-19. That was the first to touch the ball when the season relaunched. You guessed it, Rudy Gobert, the same person that caused the season to be suspended because he tested positive for COVID-19, is the same person that was the first to possess the basketball the night the season relaunched. Isn't that ironic? It's also ironic that we don't learn how to love one another by following God's example towards us or our example towards God. If we don't learn from God's example towards us, we should learn how to love one another by the way we exhibit our love towards God. But many believers know how to love one another even though they do not know how to love God. Executing love for one another is different than knowing how to love one another, by the way. In today's text, Matthew 22, 35 through 40, Jesus has been conversing and teaching the religious. The Sadducees attempted to trap Jesus with his own words, but Jesus was too wise for their trap. Aren't you glad that Jesus is wise? When the Pharisees heard how Jesus had bested the Sadducees, they gathered in an attempt to get Jesus in trouble. One of their religious scholars posed a question of Jesus. Teacher, which command is God's law is the most important? Jesus answered without hesitation, love the Lord your God with all your passion, heart, mind, body, and soul. Love God with every fiber of your being. This is the first and most important imperative, but there is a second that is just as critical. Love one another as well as you love yourself. These two commandments are absolutely everything. As a matter of fact, these are the only two commands Jesus mentioned. And when Jesus was done, he said, all of the other parts of the law are fulfilled when we do these two. I hope you're getting this. Love God and love one another. In order to drive the point home as it relates to today's text, I ask three questions. Three questions I want to ask you. Question one, how do we love God? The Greek word for love in our text is agape, which means to love without reason or condition. There is no better place this type of love is described than when the Bible says, while we were yet sinners. Yep, that's right. Christ died for us when we were yet sinners. Now, you know that's love. So how do we love God? The same way we love the people nearest to our hearts. A, we communicate with the people we love regularly. We can show love to God similarly. Talk to God in prayer. B, we spend time with the people we love as often as possible. We can show love to God similarly. Spend time with God in meditation. We learn from the people we love because we feel they make significant contributions to our lives. We can show love to God similarly. Learn from God by reading His Word. We listen to the people we love because we want to know what they think and how they feel. In many cases, our loved ones guide our lives with their wise counsel. We can show love to God similarly. Hear from God by listening to anointed messengers of the gospel. So talk to God in prayer, spend time with God in meditation, learn from God by reading His Word, hear from God by listening to anointed messengers of the gospel. Question two, how do we love one another? You would think, since many of us express love towards our family and dear friends, that we have figured out how to love one another. But love can be a tough thing. You would think love is something a third grader could explain. Unfortunately, as we look around our nation and world, it appears we love the people we choose to love, but we often show disregard and sometimes disrespect by not showing the same love to everyone. Is there anyone out there that discriminates in how your love is given out, and that we don't show love equally to everyone we come in contact with? Sometimes we are too busy judging a book by its cover and thinking that we are better than others. Jesus had to spell this out when he explained in Luke 6, here is a simple rule for Christian behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. When you take the initiative and do it for them. If you only love the lovable, do you expect a pat on the back? It's easy to love people that love you. Sinners do that. If you only help those who help you, do you expect a reward? But are you willing to help somebody that has turned their back on you before, but you see that they're in need? The unrighteous do that. If you only give for what you hope to get out of it, do you think that's love? Non-believers do that. I tell you, love your enemies, Jesus said. Help and give without expecting a return. Jesus promised that we would never regret it. Question three, why is loving one another so important? We just finished a series on spiritual gifts. Thankfully, love is a spiritual gift God has given to each of us that believe. Jesus told us that he would only be with us for a short time. So he gave us marching orders. Let me give you a new command, Jesus said. Love one another in the same way I loved you. You love one another. Oh, if we could just love like Jesus. Why is this so important? Jesus answered that question when he said, this is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. We are to live out this God-created identity, that way our Heavenly Father lives towards us, generously, graciously, and lovingly. Let me say those words one more time. Generously, graciously, and lovingly. Even when we're at our worst, God loves us. God is love. We are His children. We should exhibit love every day of our lives. A lady was talking to one of her best friends about a book she read once. The lady told her best friend she didn't care for the book much. She said she actually started to fall asleep while reading it. They both laughed. Later that year, the same lady that fell asleep reading that book started dating a young man. She later discovered the young man she was dating was the author of the book. She was shocked. She decided to reread the book. The lady and the author eventually got married. At the wedding, the lady's best friend asked if she ever told her fiancé how boring his book was. The lady responded, she reread the book and absolutely loved it the second time around. Her best friend asked what the difference was from the first time she read the book. The lady responded, the difference is I fell in love with the author. They both laughed. Life is sweeter when we fall in love with the author and creator of it all, our Heavenly Father. By falling in love with Him, He teaches us how to love the other things He wonderfully made. Let us go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how. Thank you, God, for one more opportunity to study your word and to learn about your love. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. And whatever is inside of us that is keeping us from loving others unconditionally, we ask right now that you'll dig deep in us, examine our heart, examine our mind, examine our spirit, that God, we will be in a place that we will love without boundaries, God. Lord God, that we will love without judgment, that we will love without being a hypocrite, that we will love without requiring love back in return, because we know that you love us. God, we ask right now that your love will abound, that your love will heal, that your love will strengthen, that your love will uplift, and God, that we will have a greater relationship with you, and through that relationship, we can be an ambassador for your love. We ask that you will continue to bless those that are suffering from COVID-19. We ask that you will continue to bless those that are going through racial unrest. We ask that you will continue to bless those that are still impacted by the economic destruction that has happened across America. And God, that you will heal this land. Lord God, bless churches everywhere that are struggling in ways to connect, that people will not lose their faith, but they will understand and know that you are still God. In your presence, precious and holy name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.